Proclamation number 4589 of 15th of March, 1949. Task of God's servants, enlightenment about living faith and truth. Your task consists of standing up for the truth, of enlightening and opposing the truth wherever you recognize error, so that you shake the certainty of those who believe error to be truth, so that they become thoughtful and the beings of light have a mental effect on them. Furthermore, your task consists of making the difference between living and dead faith clear to your fellow human beings, so that they are not content to pause over customs and formulas but shape their faith into a living one and establish a living connection with me. You humans cannot hear my voice in you as long as you do not actively strive for a change of nature which, however, never happens without the firm inner will and prayer for grace and strength. Only then will life begin in you. Only then will the soul remember the purpose of earthly life, and only then will it fulfill its task to develop upwards. But this will and prayer in spirit and in truth is rarely found among people, and yet they think they are believers because they comply with the church events and requirements. Yet their souls do not achieve any significant progress, the change of nature does not take place, and the working of the spirit in the human being is an impossibility and likewise the supply of pure truth, which is why error is widespread in the world, which again signifies an unhappy state of humanity because truth alone is light and light alone is blissful. Satan's power is great, and it also extends to where the truth from me should be represented, where the gospel should be taught in all purity, as I myself preached it to people on earth. And this is why he also has such great power over the supposed believers, because they don't join me closely enough themselves, because they certainly speak of me but don't have me in their heart. Because they certainly pray but mostly with their lips and not in spirit and in truth. For the length of a prayer does not increase its effect, and a heartfelt thought is more likely to be heard than well-placed words of long duration. The adversary lurks everywhere and tries to bring people down, and he is very successful where the will to reach me is not serious and firm. But who musters this will, I hold him firm that he does not fall in the temptations of the adversary. I give him strength and he will remain victorious. But where is the will so serious that the hot, pleading request rises up to me, Lord, draw me to you, help me against all adversity of body and soul. Give me pure, unadulterated truth, and let me recognize and love you. Where is faith so alive that the heart speaks these words and not only the mouth? I want this living faith. And where I find it I will certainly be constantly present, for I will not let such a heart fall into my adversary's hands. But he tries to prevent you humans from intimate contact with me, and thus he first tries to obscure the truth, he spreads error and gives you a distorted image of me. And because your will is weak you let yourselves be influenced by him and you believe his words more, who portrays me as a god of vengeance and wrath and not of love and reduces your desire for me. He is present to you but I am far from you, for your heart does not draw me, it belongs to the world which is his kingdom. And your faith is dead. It is only a confession with the mouth but not a firmly convinced faith that I am and want to unite with you as my living creations. Faith is missing because you do not know the truth. And therefore you, my servants, should fight for the truth and take action against error, and I will always be present to you with my grace. Amen.